How many of us are willing to die for something we believe in? Many of us would die for our loved ones, our children, our brothers and our sisters. But how many of us would put our lives on the line for a set of ideals, a set of principles, the liberties and freedoms of 325 million people who may or may not appreciate our sacrifices, for people around the world who are oppressed, suffering, and in desperate need of help? How many of us can say that we would willingly answer this call? I was thinking about this the other morning as I took a walk to enjoy the beautiful weather. As I made my way down the sidewalk, I saw families riding bicycles, smelled freshly carved pumpkins, and heard church bells ringing in the distance. I reached the corner where Old Glory was flying brilliantly in the brisk wind. In her stars, I saw the twinkle of the American dream of prosperity and happiness, shining from a blue background of perseverance and determination. In her white stripes, I saw the purity of our sacred liberties, but also how delicate these freedoms are. Out of all the people in the world, I wondered, how did we in America become so blessed? I found the answer in Old Glory's red stripes. As I saw the bloodshed, the valor, the grit, and the sacrifices that held her together. I saw the visionaries of Lexington and Concord, Boston and Saratoga. I saw the pain at Gettysburg and Pearl Harbor. And I saw the courage at Okinawa, Normandy, and Iwo Jima. I heard the voices of Washington, MacArthur, and Patton echoing from above. And I felt the patriotism of the unknown soldier filling my heart as I began to tear up. I realized how much different our country and our world would be without the American veteran. When I turned the corner, I saw a humbling sight as I remembered the local homeless shelter where I volunteer. I saw the tired and worn out faces of the veterans forgotten by our society, who still wear their United States Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard hats with pride, because for them, it was never about the praise, the honor, or the glory. It was about standing up for the principles of our American Republic. Whether in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, or Korea, they fought to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to support and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. For our veterans, it was about answering that call to protect us, to give us that sense of security to know that when we hear planes flying overhead, they're not enemy aircraft. Those are our men and women soaring into the wild blue yonder, spreading our American spirit throughout the land. They fought to give us that security to know that we can belong to any church, mosque, temple, or synagogue without fear of persecution. They fought to give us that sense of security to know that when our government fails us, we can line the streets and march for justice without being imprisoned or punished. Because for our veterans, it was never about the praise, the honor, or even the glory. It was about preserving this great democratic experiment, this city on a hill, this land of opportunity, and this melting pot of cultures, beliefs, identities. Without these heroic men and women, we would certainly not be here today. So let us not forget their courage, their perseverance, and their sacrifices. Let us remember that we are the land of the free because of the brave. Let us remember the importance of the veteran, the guardian angel of American principles. For without the veteran, there would be no republic for which we stand. God bless our veterans, and God bless these United States of America. Thank you.